Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Internet Insanity, which involves mermaids and firebombs. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 87. Hello, Shauna.
Hello.
Hello. Why don't you tell us what you've been up to this week and how old your toddler is?
Oh, I'm going to tell you all about it in excruciating detail.
Oh, great.
Buckle up. First, I mopped the floor. No, I'm just joking. Okay, so Cece is 13 months and 3 weeks. And so her naps are getting wonky. I know I've kind of talked about sleep a little bit, like she had a bad week and then she had a good week and it's bad again. And it's weird because she's sleeping later.
Oh, yeah. You had that week where your whole family slept until 7. You're like,
I know. It was awesome. And Cece is still sleeping till 7, but that like messes up the nap schedule because like you, I do like the wake windows. You know, it's like I usually put her down about 3 hours-ish after she wakes up, no matter what time that is. So it's like pushing her morning nap later, which pushes that afternoon nap later. And sometimes she won't even go down for that nap, especially on weekends if there's like a lot of stuff going on at the house. So she's been skipping naps. I'm like, oh, God, do I have to like think about transitioning to one nap?
Just when you think you have everything figured out, they change.
Yes,
little
it's
bastards.
Always, I know. Like, I love putting her down for that nap during the week and getting work done first thing in the morning. And now it's like, oh, my God, I have to entertain her till noon. So I haven't done it yet. I'm terrified. I'm not 100% sure she's ready. Like, I'm waiting to see if this is like a little phase or what. She does like her sleep and she likes her naps for the most part. So I'm going to wait it out. But Laura, how do you even do this? I forget. I have zero recollection from Elle of when I did this or how I did this.
Well, all I know is that I rely on the church of taking care of babies.
Best religion in town.
And the high priestess Kara wrote it all out in her ABCs of Sleep, which I bought. And honestly, it was like the best money I've ever spent because it got my baby to fall. By the way, this is not an ad.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not an ad. But like, I love it because it got my baby to sleep through the night. And then the other thing that I don't think they do a good job advertising is that in the like, it's basically a book you get along with the video courses, is they have nap plans and schedules and how to transition for the 3-to-2 naps and 2-to-1 naps. And it has like age ranges and all that stuff. So in her booklet, it says that if your baby is between 12 and 18 months and there's like all these signs, I'm sure she has a blog post about it too that you maybe should go look up.
Okay.
That's like, but I'm sure it's probably similar to when we went from 3 naps to 2 naps, which is like they're consistently rejecting the last nap of the day or that last nap is interfering with bedtime because it's so late and then you can't have a proper wake window. So, yeah.
Yeah, I already have zero recollection of how that went down. I'm like, when did we do that? I feel like I'm just winging so much with the second baby. Like, we'll just kind of like one day just do that differently. That's so different from your approach, it seems. So I need to like learn from you and
Kara.
Well,
except for the fact that you're... Your situation is so different. Like, I have the luxury of being able to obsess over sleep schedules and wake windows. You know, like, I am not working full time. I have one child. And so I am focusing all the energy I used to put into work into crafting the most perfect child. No, but you know, like, it's a, you can really get obsessed with it. And oh my God, I'm in all these Facebook groups of like sleep training and, you know, it's just all kinds of baby groups. You know, I don't know. I'm addicted to Facebook groups. And so like I watch as all these people, like so many moms and occasionally dads, but honestly, it's mostly moms just asking question after question. Like, my baby is this many weeks old and they're sleeping. Like, here's the exact amount of time they're sleeping every day and when, like, what am I doing wrong? You know, and everyone has a different opinion. So I think you need to cut yourself some slack.
Mantra of my life.
You've got a lot of shit going on. And it's not like you're neglecting her. You know, you're just trying to, you know, she's starting to show you that maybe she's starting to be ready to move to one nap and you'll just read her cues. But also she could just be having a weird week and need to go back. Like as you could, you'd be like, oh, she wants one nap, and then you do it and it's a disaster. So I think
that's probably how it's going to go down.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm getting a lot of pressure. I feel like I've been getting a lot of pressure for months. Like, I think especially from my mom. But, like, you hear a lot of people being like, maybe it's time for one nap. Maybe it's time for one nap. And I'm just like, you will rip this second nap from my cold, dead hands.
Yes.
But also, my guy, he's too tired in the morning. He cannot get past. We do the wake windows, too, but it should be, like, 3 to 4 hours. But he can't really get past 2.5. Like, if he gets to 3 in the morning, in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we'll do, like, 2.5 in the morning and, like, 3.5 to 4 in the afternoon as the wake windows. Yeah. Because otherwise, like, in the morning, he's, oh, my God, at that, like, 2.5 hour window, he's rubbing his eyes, you know, so hard. It's so funny to watch them in their tired mode.
Yes.
The real tell is him just like, oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's not funny, but it's just like their little bodies. And what's the rubbing with the eyes? Like, what's that about? Like, is it because their eyes are dry? Like, why do we do that?
Why is that an indication of sleep?
I don't know.
Maybe because like their eyes are getting droopy and they're trying to keep them open.
Fighting so hard.
The scientific sleuthing of Shauna and Laura on the human body.
You heard it here first. Anyway, you were thinking about it. It's called a transition also for a reason. It doesn't happen one day.
True. So, but yeah, other than that, like night sleep has still been good and things are fine. The only other thing of note is that I mentioned a while back that I was planning Elle's 4th birthday party, and that occurred. And it was wonderful. And I was really worried about bringing Cece along to this party. You know, it was like 10 to noon, which was right when she naps, you know, and at the bowling alley, like so loud and all this activity. And of course, she just freaking loved it.
Oh,
if
really?
If she had her druthers, oh, yeah, she would. She would have just run right out on the bowling lanes. Like, I had to chase her around out there. Luckily, I had both the grandmas with us who, did a wonderful job wrangling her. And there's an arcade in this bowling alley, too. It was so awesome. We 16 little four-year-olds on 3 bowling lanes, and right behind us was a giant arcade with games and all kinds of stuff. Cece ran around the arcade. We did photo booth pictures with her. Her first ever photo booth pic.
Ooh.
And I left that day feeling like it was a big success. And just feeling like mom win for pulling off yet another fun birthday party. So I just wanted to report that.
In such quick succession, too. Their birthdays are 2 months apart.
A month and a half apart.
Yeah, a month
and
a half.
Christmas is in there.
Yeah. I mean, you start with Cece's birthday and then it's Christmas. And, you know, you probably like Thanksgiving, Cece's birthday, Christmas, Elle's birthday, New Year's, Elle's birthday. Like, and in between my guy's birthday and also like a lot of your friends' kids' birthdays, because for whatever reason, there's like a cluster of January babies in our friend group. So,
yeah, we go to so many parties in that time.
Yeah, you should take that mom win.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we just declined. Because you said, like, I totally get it if you can't come and you don't want to bring a one-year-old to, you know, 16 four-year-olds at a bowling lane right during his nap time. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. Sorry.
Yeah, it was a courtesy invite because I love you guys and I want you and your baby to be a part of our lives, but I totally understand. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, I need you to know you're included.
Yes. And we felt very welcomed and I knew you weren't upset that
make it. So. I will say, I think they would have had a blast and we definitely need to get the two of them in a photo booth to get pictures together ASAP.
Yes. Also, I am sad mainly because I didn't get to see or consume this cake of yours.
Oh, yes, my cake. It was a work of art.
Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you. It was Paw Patrol themed confetti cake on the inside. Mm. I was cutting fondant with an X-Acto knife. which I say with equal amounts of pride and embarrassment, to cut out the letters of this Paw Patrol thing. So it was just fun. All the moms were like, oh my gosh, you made that, you know. So I was like, it's my creative outlet. It's like literally all I've got right now because I'm so busy. So it was great. It was fun. It's my new hobby.
I'm impressed.
The only other last thing I want to say about it is, if you're a listener who has a kid who's a little bit older, like 4 years old, think about having a party at a bowling alley. It was pretty awesome. It was so cute. They put the little bumpers up in the lanes so, you know, no balls go in the gutters. And then they bring out these ramps. So the kids had a blast, like just putting these heavy ass balls on the top of a ramp. It slides down and down the lane. And there was absolute chaos. No one followed the order of bowling that I like painstakingly went through. I'm like, what lane is each kid going to be on? And what order are they going to be in? Oh, no, it was just a freaking free-for-all, but hilarious and fun and loud, which was absolutely perfect for Elle and for our family. So that's my week, Laura. What about you? How are you guys doing? How old's your baby?
So my toddler, not baby,
what?
Is 12 months, 4 weeks. Well, you last week decided that he was walking, but I was holding back.
Oh, yes. I did.
You were
like,
whatever.
I thought this was about you deciding. Okay.
Well, there's no gray area anymore. He is 12 months and 4 weeks, and he is officially walking. Like, there is no question about it.
Uh-huh.
So what happened was his little friend came over. Our friends Carrie and Steve came over with their baby or toddler who's 2 months older than him. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, runs circles around him. She's been walking for months. And it's like it finally really clicked. These are the same people we went on the staycation with, and he watching that baby also helped him, like, get a few more steps in, you know, like take a few tentative steps a couple of weeks ago. So now he was watching her walk around the house, and it was just like he saw that and he was like, wait a second, I can do that too. And he just did it. And now he's like literally walking laps around the house, like instantly.
Yay.
He was just like, oh yeah, I can do this, and has not looked back.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he still can't get from the floor to standing. Like, he has to have a little something to help him up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like short, like, you know, it could be like a thick book even.
Mm-hmm.
That's just high enough to give him a little extra leverage to get up. But like, he can't do it from the flat floor. So we're still working on that. But, you know, he's a walking. He's a walking man. So
that's
he is
great.
A toddler.
Does he just seem more confident now? Is he like strutting? I feel
he is a strutter. He is. Well, I don't know if it's just like the way he has to balance, but the way he walks, he has to like puff his chest out. he has great posture. He like throws his shoulders back, puffs his chest out, and like his arms are kind of like behind him, like he's just basking in the sun, you know? And he's just like, look at me.
Oh my God.
I'm a walker now. So he really is so proud of himself. Like, he'll walk around the couch or something and then look at me and just like smile, you know?
Aww,
like,
yeah,
I did it. So it's so cute. And I'm a little obsessed with him walking around naked, like, after bath time.
Oh, God. Isn't that the cutest? The little bum just, like, going shuffling down the hallway.
Yes, little butt. Little naked butt just walking around. It's my favorite.
It's worth the anxiety it gives me about the possible pee and poop around the house. But I'm just like, well, whatever. I'll just clean it. I just got to see that little butt wiggle.
Got to see the butt wiggle. And he loves it, too. He's like, I'm a free man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, so cute. And I'm so proud of him. He's so cute. And the other big milestone, that's really the biggest thing this week. But the other thing that's really, really exciting to me is that he is having a word explosion.
Ooh, awesome.
So many words all of a sudden. I think I had talked about how his first word was probably hi. We put a poll on Instagram and pretty much everyone agreed. The cat walked in the room after a nap and he looked at the cat and went, hi, and like waved his hand.
Yeah.
And like a millennial influencer. Hi. And then he's been saying Magnus, more like Magnus, which is our cat's name for a little while, right? Well, now he calls Cal, which is our other cat, Magnus. So he calls both of them Magnus. But the other words he's been saying are cheese.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Owl. Aww. And if you show him a cow, he goes, mmm. And if you show him a sheep, he goes, bah. So he doesn't like know the words of those. And then if we are out, like walking to a park or whatever, if there is a dog within a half mile, he throws his hand out and he does the like Jedi point where his like whole hand is pointing and he goes, Dougie.
That's awesome.
And I'm just like, and he'll be like, Dougie, Dougie, Dougie. And I'll be like, I don't see a doggie. And then 5 minutes later, the dog actually walks by. I'm like, oh, there's the doggie. You
know? Right. Babies have super vision for dogs. Cece does the same thing. I'm just like, what are you talking about? And there it is, like off in the distance.
Like, well, now I've taken to saying, like, if he says, like, Dougie, Dougie, and I don't see one, I'll just be like, yeah, there's probably one I don't see, you know, because I don't want to be like, no, there's not a doggie, you know, because I don't want to teach him something. So I'll be like, you know, you maybe you do see a doggie. I don't see it, but mommy's eyes are not as good as your eyes.
Yeah, true.
So even with my corrective lenses. So that's been really exciting. And also, it's a little reassuring because at our 12-month appointment, I don't know if your doctor did this, but my doctor, she goes through like this checklist of like milestone things, right? And she was like walking, and I was like, not yet, but it's close. She's like, okay, you know, like she's like, because they have no time to spend, and she spends a lot of time with us for what it's worth. Like she's a good doctor, but she's trying to get through all this information. And then she's like, does he have more than, I can't remember what it was, like it's like four words or something in addition to mama, dada, or something. There's some number. I don't remember what it is. And I was like, I think so, but I didn't have the data. You know, I was like, well, he says Magnus. She's like, because she was like banana. I guess banana is a really common first word. And so when
what?
I came home.
A three syllable word well, is a common first word?
Nana. They call it Nana. But and apparently that counts, by the way. I looked this up for like what counts as a word. And it's like if it's repeatable and it's like associated with an object. Right. Or it's like a thing that they that's observable by someone other than them and that it's like consistent. Right. That someone else can kind of decipher it. You know, it's not just mommy, daddy. You know, some of them are mommy, daddy decipherable only. But like for the most part, you know, someone should be like if anyone heard your baby say Nana and point towards a banana, they'd get it, you know, even though they didn't say banana.
Yeah. So. Especially having already had a first child, I totally see how that is. You know, Elle had so many words at the beginning that was just like, it didn't sound exactly like English, but I knew exactly what she was talking about. I always tell her the cutest one she ever did when she was about this age, she looked at this little toy octopus and went, pistapis. And that's how, like, that's just how she said it. That's how she could say it. But I'm like, that counts. I put it on my list. Because, of course, I kept a list with my first kid and not my second.
I am keeping a list.
Yeah, I need to start a list because she's got some words. But yeah, I don't know. My pediatrician, he definitely didn't do like checklist style. He's very casual. But I think he might have like snuck those types of questions into casual conversation. You know, like, oh, hi, how are you? Is she walking? And we're like, yeah. And, you know, but I don't remember. So, yeah, that would make me like kind of nervous, too.
Yeah. So I went home from the appointment and was like Googling what is a word? How many words should they have? And I started that's when I started the list, actually. So now it's like he has so many more than he's supposed to. I'm like, OK, good. I know he's on track and everything's good. And so that's nice. And then the one more thing, which I think is connected with the language, I should say also this is expressive language, right? Which is different than receptive language, which their receptive language is supposed to be even more intact now, like really far more advanced than their expressive language. So they understand a lot of what we're saying. And so we went to the park recently and there were a bunch of like fallen leaves on the ground because Los Angeles is weird and like we have fall. We have fall in the winter. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So there were all these leaves on the ground and he kept like, he was still crawling. It was uneven ground. So he was like crawling over to them and he would pick them up. And so I like picked one up and I was like, yeah, do you see this dried leaf? It came from the tree up there. And he like looked up and I was like, and it came down from the tree. It fell. It went woo and fell down. And then he went to every leaf, like I swear to God in the park, and he would pick it up and he'd go, put his hand in the air and go, woo. and like make it fall down.
Aww.
And he was showing me what it, you know, what they did. I was just like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Oh my God. So cute.
But I was like, oh my gosh, I just taught him something. You know, like I taught him, I showed him the leaf on the ground, came from the tree and came down, and he like got it.
That's amazing. My mom always used to say, like, that she was amazed raising me and my brother because, like, that whole thing of, like, teaching us stuff and we could learn it. And it was so fun and exciting for her, which, you know, I didn't get at all until I had my own baby. And then I was like, holy shit, it is incredible to watch them learn like that. I totally get it. It's so fun.
Yeah, I'm very into it. And I'm just like, and I think we've talked about this, but it again reminds me, like, I feel like there's so much emphasis put on the baby months. And like, I was feeling kind of sad that like my baby is gone. Now I have a toddler. Where's my squishy little baby, you know? But this is the really like fun, interesting. I mean, a baby dumb is interesting. It's super interesting. But like, this is where it gets real juicy, you know, the learning and the interaction is really just so cool. And it just every day gets more and more interesting. So I'm here for the ride. I'm really excited about it.
Yay. That's so cool. Great check-in. Love it.
So I'm going to go outside real quick and like play with a leaf, take a break.
Okay.
Then when we come back, shall we do our special segment?
Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We are back, and we have one of my favorite special segments, Internet Insanity, where we talk about the weird, wild, interesting, unusual things that we have recently come across online that are related to babies, parenting, pregnancy, all that jazz. Laura, hit me with it. What do you have?
Okay, so I found this tweet that just blew my mind, which is from this woman named Sarah Mauskopf. And she must be like a really early Twitter user because her Twitter handle is just at SM, two characters. I know. So anyway, she apparently wrote an article called...
Hey, those are my initials. I want that Twitter handle.
You should just write her. Maybe she'll just hand it over.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it works. She's like, yes, for $100,000.
Yeah. You use Twitter a lot, right? It's a really good investment for all that time you spend on Twitter.
Okay, go ahead.
So she wrote this article called Four Ways to Balance Growing a Startup and Having a Baby. So she's the CEO and founder of something called Winnie. There's going to be people who are going to be like, oh my God, you don't know who Sarah Mauskopf is? I don't know who she is. But anyway, she wrote this article. The subtitle is, if you think you have to step away from your business because you are having a baby, think again. And so it's an article aimed towards, you know, business women having babies and blah, blah, blah. So she, in her article, was talking about one of the things she recommends is that you should get detailed updates from like your employees or your staff or whatever while you're doing baby stuff. So she said it worked really well for her when she was recovering from a painful birth injury and her daughter was having some health problems. She got updates from her staff, right? And she said, quote, it was an especially welcome distraction during all those hours spent breastfeeding and stressing about my baby's health. Mm-hmm. Fair enough, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can get updates from your employees if you want to while you're breastfeeding and stressing out. Sure. So she tweeted... an email she got from a man.
Oh, boy.
A man with gray hair, a white man with gray hair, older looking man. And he had some advice.
Oh, boy.
He said, he started saying that he liked the interview. I guess she had done an interview about it on NPR or something.
Okay.
So he said, on another more personal note, I want to discourage you from sending messages or reading or doing anything other than simply and totally being with your baby when you are breastfeeding. It's not over. At 3 a.m. in the morning or any time of the day. The first months in three... Oh my God, sorry. I can't even keep a straight face reading this. He says, the first months and 3 to 4 years of baby's life are the most critical times in a person's life. Their entire personality is formed in these times.
Personality. They never change.
And so, like, the younger the kid is, the more impressionable she is, blah, blah, blah. You can't imagine the impact your presence or lack of presence has on the developing mind and consciousness of your baby.
What? Did she tell him where to shove it?
Well, she posted his full name.
Oh my God.
On the internet. So I think that counts. She mm-hmm. you know, she tweeted about it. She said, apparently my segment re-aired today and I'm just getting the most charming messages about it.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't you get like a similar message when you were breastfeeding? Like you got shamed for multitasking or something?
Oh, that's right. During my breastfeeding support group, the lactation consultant would be like, multitasking, huh? Like, shamefully put the phone away.
I mean, yeah. What are you supposed to do? I guess you could just sit there and bask in it. But do they understand? Oh, this actually ties in. Do you remember how I talked about last week how I weaned off of my baby tracking apps?
Yes.
And I had just stopped tracking when I was breastfeeding because I wanted the data. Okay, so I crunched the numbers.
Ooh. I kind of feel like you should give me some choices, like a stump the mom or something.
Okay, all right. So let's see. Okay, I pulled it up. So I crunched the numbers. Mm-hmm. I pulled all the data in and this actually doesn't include the first 3 days I was in the hospital because I didn't use the app those days. But in the mm-hmm. first year of nursing, okay, so I took the minutes and divided by 60, so I've got like the number of hours I nursed. Uh-huh. Okay, so tell me, in the first year of nursing, minus the first 3 days, which was probably a lot, mm-hmm. did I nurse 450 hours?
Oh my God.
580 hours?
No, it gets higher.
Or 620 hours?
Holy shit. I feel hopeful. I'm going to go low, 400 and something.
That is incorrect.
Oh my God, what is it?
It's 581 hours.
That's so many hours. How many days is that?
That is a little over 24 days.
Wow.
That's about 3.5 weeks of nursing. But you're not supposed to do anything else but be with the baby.
Because it shapes their entire personality.
Their entire personality is being formed. Just spend 3 fucking straight weeks of your year doing nothing. Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's my internet insanity.
That's insanity to the max.
So, anyway, Shauna, what do you have for us?
Okay, I have a story that I came across. Someone shared this in my mom's group. It was actually a parenting story that a woman from New York shared. Her post went somewhat viral on Facebook, probably because it's an interesting story. You've heard it. Okay, so this woman, her name is Elizabeth Fadley. She's in New York, and she shared a story. This happened in like 2015. For Christmas, her daughter, who was, I don't know, 5 or so, wanted specifically a mer-baby doll, not a mermaid. Okay. A mer-baby, okay?
So it's a mermaid, but in baby form.
In baby form. And apparently this was very difficult to find. So this woman, Elizabeth, could not find a mer-baby. So mm-hmm. she had to resort to the internet to find a mer-baby. And she found one on Etsy from this doll maker in, like, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And she found a mer-baby and ordered it and received it. And it looked horrific. It's like there's a photo of it. And it's so bad. It's like a doll, and it does have like a fish tail, but it has this like crazy greenish aqua hair that looks kind of frizzy. And for some reason, it has like scales on the baby's face, which is so weird because the whole idea of a mermaid is like
it's fish on bottom,
human. Yeah, exactly. So it's super bizarre.
Not fish on top. Fish on
Not
bottom.
Fish on top. Right. Fish on bottom. And the 5-year-old daughter, however old she was just like not having it. It's so funny. She posted a video of like her daughter opening this present. She went to all this trouble to find this mer baby, and the little girl opened it on Christmas and just like looked horrified. Like she like recoiled from this mer baby. So she hated the mer baby, right? And the mom was like, oh no, like I need to fix the mer baby and make this right for my daughter. So mm-hmm. she like went out and bought hair dye and tried to dye the hair blonde so it wasn't like so creepy green and like nothing was working. This mer baby was still so creepy. But for some reason, the mom did not want to give up on fixing this situation for her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure why, because I would have been like, see ya!
pitched you your losses.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like, I mean, maybe this thing
was not meant to be.
Exactly. Maybe this thing cost $2,000. I missed this part of the story. I'm not 100% sure why she was so committed. She's a greater mom than I. So anyway, her next step in the process is she went online and found like a baby doll fixer. I don't know what to call it. Like, you can ship your baby doll off to this baby factory and they like repair dolls or something. This is a thing in America.
Okay.
And so she's like, I need to fix this doll. So she shipped this doll off to what she told her daughter was a baby doll hospital to get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So she ships it off to this baby doll hospital. And while she's waiting to receive the doll back, she gets a call from the Secaucus Police Department. Who told her that when the doll hospital removed the doll's head to fix it,
uh-huh.
The head was stuffed with cocaine. 2 ounces of cocaine stuffed in the doll's head that she'd received from Etsy. This ugly, hideous doll.
Oh, my God.
So the detective is like, what's up with this doll? Did like a weird, quote, did a weird uncle put drugs and pearls? The doll, they named the doll Pearl. Did a weird uncle put drugs in Pearl's head 30 years ago and then you inherited it?
Was it an old doll? Like an old antique doll?
You know, I
was
envisioning
like a new plastic doll that someone like Frankensteined.
No, it could go either way. I'll have to share the photos with you. It looks like it could go either way. I'm not sure if it's like a porcelain doll, like old style or newer or what, but the detectives were like baffled by this story. They were like, why would you even buy this doll on Etsy? Why wouldn't
Fair
you just
question.
Like go buy Ariel,
Fair question.
Right? Little Mermaid or something. And she's like, but my daughter wanted a mer-baby, not a mermaid. So she had to go in for like questioning about this cocaine head mer-baby. This poor woman. Wow. Finally, they were able to like clear her of any wrongdoing, and they did like a sting bust on this doll manufacturer in Alabama, I guess, who was transporting cocaine through doll heads.
Wow.
So that was that woman's Christmas in 2015.
That's an amazing story.
Isn't that amazing? I have to share it with you and with our listeners because
yeah,
it's
I need
wild.
To see the picture of the creepy ass baby. Maybe
you know what? Let me show it to you
now. Was trying to warn her. Stay away.
Exactly.
Stay away.
Let me see.
There's cocaine in this doll. It's exactly what you want in your baby doll. Oh, my God.
Oh, the video of this poor girl receiving the doll on Christmas, too, right? She had her hopes up. I was like, that makes me feel a little bit better that Elle, like, was not at all interested in her big gift this Christmas, which I thought was going to go over, like, gangbusters. She was just kind of like, okay. At least she wasn't backing away and like, that's disgusting.
At least there wasn't cocaine in it.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
But also that she liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most important thing when you're a mom. Okay, let me just send you this photo real quick.
Yeah, I'm dying to see.
Okay, here's the mer-baby. Get a good zoom in on those face scales, if you will.
What in the... What the fuck? Why does it have pearl earrings?
Maybe they pierced so her ears because they
questions.
Named her Pearl.
Why did she arrive in a coffin?
Oh, God, it's so bad. You know
horrifying.
What? Her entire story, or her entire thread on Facebook might explain more of this than I can remember in my retelling. I'm totally rehashing this woman's story, but don't worry. I'm giving her credit. I'm going to share this so you guys can all see it because it's wild.
Yeah,
it looks
I need
like
to
she's arrived
video.
In a coffin.
Oh, man. There's so much wrong with this.
It's so
this
much
This is like
wrong.
Nightmare fuel.
Right. And weren't we just talking recently about how like baby doll creepy nightmare...
They were like in the 80s, it was like all the rage to come up with like haunted baby dolls, you know, and the been Poltergeist and Chucky.
Oh, this poor girl. I hope she doesn't have haunted nightmare doll nightmares.
Yeah. You know why it's probably hard to find a mer-baby?
Hmm.
Because they're probably tadpoles.
Oh.
That doesn't make any. That joke doesn't
make
sense.
I'm like, those are frogs,
dude. Those are frogs.
whatever. They're I give you the rim shot anyway, okay?
Thank you.
Oh my God. Okay, so should we take a break and come back with a couple more internet insanities?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, let's do it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Okay, we are back, and we have a couple more internet insanities for you because they're just so fun. Laura, what's your next one?
Okay, so mine is from pretty recently. It's out of Indianapolis, and it's about this woman, this mom, Holly McNally. Okay. And it was a Thursday. She and her mom were driving down the interstate to go visit her baby that was in the NICU. So she was like on her way to see her, I think, 4-day-old baby that was in the NICU. So as they're driving, they see on the overpass that there is a semi on fire.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm going to play a little bit from the news report where I heard about this.
You couldn't miss it.
We see a plume of smoke, like huge smoke. Like it looked like a warehouse was on fire.
But when Holly McNally and her mom slowed down on the interstate,
I saw the actual semi on fire. And I see a man on fire. Like,
what?
His head was burning.
I knew what she had to do next.
So I stopped and jumped the guardrail, ran down the big old ramp, back up it, ran up the ramp to him.
Just as Holly got to the semi driver, another man got there too. using a coat to stop the man from burning.
Only thing on this man's body were his boots. Like, clothes were dripping off. I mean, there was nothing on him. Nothing.
Amazingly, the driver was talking and told Holly his name was Jeff, and he'd been hauling jet fuel, which was now on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, we have to go now. I was on Jeff's left side. The other guy was on his right, and we're trying to carry him down.
All the while, fire from the fuel trailing them.
And it's, like, getting closer and closer.
Then
the second explosion went off.
Right where they'd all been standing.
Oh!
Less than a minute earlier.
There's a part of my, I guess, everybody's brain where you're thinking, like, when do I cut? When do I quit helping? But that never hit me. I couldn't quit.
Okay. Hero, right?
Whoa.
Amazing. The story by itself is amazing. Add on top of it that she, you know, was on her way to the NICU to see her baby. That she had had on Monday.
Just had.
3 days before, right?
I'm, like, getting chills and my eyes are welling up. This, we need this woman on the show.
We do.
I just need to meet her.
Guess what else, Shauna?
What? There's more?
On that Monday, she delivered her own baby.
What the?
Because she got to the ER and the doctor wasn't ready, so she just delivered her own baby in the ER.
Holy shit. That is mind-blowing.
So this is her week. Monday, go to the ER, deliver your own baby. Thursday, drive to the back to the hospital, save a man from burning jet fuel moments before it explodes.
Oh.
And she's, like, so chill about it. I feel like I should find another, like, let me play some more of this and you'll be able to hear.
Monday, after going into labor with her fourth child, she delivered her own son, Connor, in a hospital emergency room.
The doctor didn't make it in time.
So are you usually this much of a badass?
I try to be. I try to be so my kids think I'm cool and strong.
She hopes Connor thinks so when he's old enough to hear the story. After all, he's who Holly was thinking about while trying to save another man's life.
Because I thought, what if that's my son? What if that were Connor, you know, when he's 30?
And now looking back, Connor's mom would do it all over again. For another mom's child.
People need to help people. Everybody should always help somebody.
Isn't that just nice?
Wow.
First of all, I would not. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I would. But I don't think I would run into burning jet fuel to save a stranger.
I
don't think I'm that person.
My gut instinct is that I wouldn't. But I don't know what would kick in under that type of pressure. And if, like, literally no one else, like, she probably didn't see that other guy coming up, you know, it's like, you're like, oh, shit, I'm the only one, then maybe. But, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, hats off to her. Oh, my God. She is incredible human being.
I know. Wow. Holly McNally, we bow to you.
Bow down.
And we hope your baby, little Connor, is doing well.
I know, me too.
I love that name. It's cute.
I know, it's a great name.
Okay. So, what is your final internet insanity?
Mine is so freaking frivolous compared to that. Okay.
Oh, and I need to mention that that was sent in by a listener. So thank you, Bryce, for sending that in to us on Instagram. Because
amazing.
An amazing story. Thank you so much. Okay, Shauna, tell us your frivolous story.
Okay. So I came across, I don't even know how or why. This was probably like a targeted ad for me on Instagram or something. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, it's from oddityMall.com. So it's like a shopping site that features odd products. And the title of this little article is, "You can now get a baby mop onesie so your baby can help you clean your floors."
Genius. I hope you ordered one for me.
Oh, so you can crawl around and mop your own floors? Oh, you mean for your baby. Gotcha.
I meant for the baby. Yeah, that doesn't seem efficient. Well, now he's walking. It's too late, Shauna.
I know.
Where was this product a few months ago?
Missed the opportunity on this one. Guess I got to have a new baby. Gotta tell Steve.
Yeah, good
that.
Reason. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
your doctor's like, okay, so you want to implant one of your remaining embryos from your IVF? Yes, yes, I would. I saw this amazing product, and I just really need to have a baby so my baby can eventually learn to crawl and mop the floor for like 2 months.
For a solid 2 months. It'd be worth it.
I think it would be worth it.
Oh, it's just so funny. So the image... The image of this product is a little baby about 8 months old, like leaning up against a couch with his like hands behind his head, like he's a dude chilling on the beach. And he's got a blue long sleeve, long leg onesie on with a bright pink mop attached to his elbows, his belly, his thighs, and his knees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so wild. And you can buy this thing on Amazon. Let's see.
You can buy anything on Amazon.
You truly
literally
can.
Anything.
So it's $16.39. It comes in a lot of different colors. If you want orange and white or red and white, you can get all different sizes. And let's see what the reviews have to say. Okay, the reviews are fun, you know, because they're some are like very earnest. Like, it's considerably oversized. If you're 9 months old. If you have a 9 month old, go for newborn size, right? So very earnest.
Wow, that's very off.
Yeah, it really is. And then another guy's like, I love this outfit. Whenever I spill dry chemicals, broken glass, or even rusty nails, my toddler collects it all on her little body.
That's a good review.
Yeah.
I love a snarky Amazon review.
Oh, so snarky. It's right at the top. People love it. So, you know, if you're feeling like your floors need a little dusted, go ahead and get this product. That is very funny.
Great baby shower gift.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's all I have. Should we come back with our BFPs and BFNs?
Let's do it. All right, so every week we pick a big fat positive or a big fat negative to share with our audience. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN?
BFP.
Yay.
Yay. So obviously it was Elle's birthday, which was great and so fun. But specifically the BFP surrounding that is the Los Angeles Zoo, which I'm pretty sure was one of your BFPs when you were pregnant, right?
I went there when I was pregnant. I fed a giant giraffe while I was pregnant. Yes.
Yes. We didn't make it to the giraffes because it's hard to do an entire zoo when you have two small children.
It's big, too. It's a lot of walking. Yeah.
It's a lot of walking. And I haven't been to the zoo in years. And I just had a bad impression of the zoo. Even though you said it was your BFP, I still just imagine kind of like a really hot, dusty, like animals don't come out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how it was when I went there. But if you live in the LA area and have kids, go. Even if you have a baby, it's such a nice place to walk around. It's like way more shady and way more trees than I expected. There's a really great playground right in the middle, which I bet you didn't utilize when you were pregnant.
I did not.
Laura.
I did not know it existed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so awesome. So we just took a break, you know, in the middle and the kids got to play and do slides and it's so fun, a wonderful place to take kids. The kind of little anecdote that goes along with that is that that day we were getting ready to go to the zoo, and of course, leaving the house with my family is pure chaos. It's like, who's got the baby? Who's got Elle? Who's got food, snacks, right?
And mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Grandma's coming with us in a separate car and all this chaos. And so we get there, we get to the zoo. I pull out the stroller, I put Cece in the stroller, and then Steve goes over to Elle's side and opens the door, and she's in her car seat, and she has her socks on, and he's like, oh, okay, where are your shoes? And she's like, oh, I don't have shoes.
Oh, no.
And he's like, Shauna, where are her shoes? And I'm like, I didn't bring her shoes. And I'm like, did you bring her shoes? I thought you had her shoes. He's like, I don't have her shoes.
Oh, my God.
So we got to the zoo on her birthday for a full day of walking around,
and
she had zero shoes. I'm like, there must be extra shoes somewhere in the car.
What did you do?
I was like, oh, my God. So I, like, load Cece back in her car seat, and she's screaming. She's totally resisting that. And Steve's looking up, like, kids' shoes nearby, you know, on Google.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, maybe we could just, like, run somewhere and get shoes real quick. And then we were like, oh, well, grandma's on her way in a separate car because mm-hmm. we can't fit everyone into one car. And he's like, maybe you guys can start the zoo Elle can sit in the stroller for a while and I'll go run and get shoes. I was like, okay. So I put her in our big Bob strollers, big enough mm-hmm. for a 4-year-old. And Steve went off and found a Carter's a few miles away, bought her some new shoes, came back and met us halfway through the zoo.
There you go. There's always a Carter's a few miles away.
There always a Carter's. Because the other option, a closer option, was like the Glendale Galleria, like this mm-hmm. ginormous mall. And the imagining parking and finding a place to buy shoes there was crazy.
Yeah, so, I'm mentally trying to think of like where you would go.
And there's not the first a thing lot around the zoo.
Yeah, because it's right on the edge of Griffith Park. So, yeah. You know, it's a big green area. And there's no stores there. And it's also near sort of like... It's near, like, hipster areas, but also near, like, weird industrial, like, recycling uh-huh. plants. That the zoo does not look over them, by the way. Like, you don't... You,
yeah.
But I'm like, there's not a lot. There. I know there's a brewery. And yeah, so...
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you figured something out. It's so hard packing for kids. There's so much shit to remember.
There's so much. So many little snacks and diapers and extra outfits and... sunscreen and bliss and that. And then I just like, I don't know. I just thought she had her shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, no.
No.
But anyway, no. So Steve is also a BFP for like, you know, taking one for the team and running out to Carter's and getting a random pair of shoes for our daughter so she could do the zoo. But the zoo was fun. You know, the meerkats and the flamingos are just hilarious and amazing. And go to the zoo with your kids. What about you, Laura? What do you got for us?
I have a BFN.
What?
It's food poisoning.
Oh, geez, girl. What did you eat?
Salad.
Salad?
It's the only thing I can figure out. So, okay, I got food poisoning, and so did Corey.
Oh, shit.
But the baby did not. And the only thing we ate that the baby did not was one of those, like, bagged salads that say, like, triple washed and ready to eat at the store.
Oh,
and
shut your face. I eat those constantly.
But, you know, like, there's been all these recalls. Like, I just feel like I should know, right? Yeah. Like, they're always getting recalled. Lettuce is always getting recalled.
I know, but it's so good.
But it's so good and it's so fast. And I was just like, and I was actually, it's so sad because I was like, I'm going to make a regular thing of this. Eat more salads. And I was like, on a roll. No longer. No longer. So the silver lining was, I think I've mentioned that I've started getting my nanny on a regular schedule
mm-hmm.
twice a week. And thankfully, she was scheduled for the next day.
Oh, good.
Because Corey and I were wrecked. So she came, took over. We, like, slept all day, could barely function.
Aww.
It was unpleasant. It only lasted for me like 24 hours. Corey, it lasted longer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just, you know, the resilience of the female body. I don't know.
Probably.
But it sucked, man. And so the next day I was worried we wouldn't be able to function. So I actually got a like pinch hitter babysitter to come in.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to turn the TV on all day.
That is the other backup option. Yeah. But you know what? My baby, he likes TV, but he won't spend more than 10 minutes watching a show.
Yeah, I know. Same.
So it's not like a good babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. I just wanted to park the kid in front of a screen for a while.
Oh, God. Just wait till they're 4 years old. Elle was sick and she just like watched TV all day because I had to work. I mean, she loved it. It was the best day of her life.
So anyway, that was a dip in the week and it sucked. Yeah. And I was worried. Now I know it was food poisoning, but you know, at the time I was like, oh no, is this a GI bug? And is the baby going to get it? And
yeah.
Thankfully, you know, it could have been a lot worse, but salad, man, why does it have to be so dangerous?
I don't know. Cause nothing is good for you, Laura. Just when you think something's good for you,
mm-hmm.
boom, it's not.
I'd love tips from our listeners if they have like safe ways, like I because, you know, romaine kept getting recalled. So when we were pregnant, there were like all these romaine recalls. So I like never ate salad, basically.
Right.
So but there's got to be a safe way to eat lettuce. So if someone can like write in and tell us, leave us a voice memo.
Just slather it in hand sanitizer. There you go. Oh, my God. Okay, should we wrap this up?
We gotta go. This is
getting crazy.
South real fast.
Oh my God. So yes, if you have tips for us, please let us know. And if you have any internet insanity stories, like our other friend who let us know the tip on that wild semi story, let us know. We love it, love it, love it. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group. Just search for Big Fat Positive Community. And you have to request to join because it's a closed group, but I will add you right away. And you can join in on those amazing conversations we're having in there. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. Or you can send us an email, contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
Please spread the word if you know someone who's trying to conceive, pregnant, a new parent. Let them know about the BFP podcast. We'd love for your friends and family to join our family. So spread the word. And please leave us a rating or review if you haven't already on whatever platform you listen. We so appreciate it. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.